Nick, second floor. I remember leaving Papa's study after I told him what Ben had been up to, what he was writing about. I'd called him home, told him there was something he needed to hear. As I descended the staircase, I thought about the look on his face, the barely controlled rage. A charge of fear that returned me to childhood. When he wore that expression, it was time to make yourself scarce. But at the same time, I felt a frisson of perverse pleasure, too, at bursting the Benjamin Daniels bubble, at showing Papa that his famous judgment wasn't always as sound as he thought, tarnishing the golden boy he had briefly seemed to hold closer than his own sons. I had betrayed Ben, yes, but in a much smaller way than he had betrayed me and my family's hospitality. He had it coming. Any feeling of triumph soured quickly. Suddenly, I wanted to be numb. I went and took four of the little blue pills and lay in my apartment in an oxycodone haze. Maybe I was aware of some kind of commotion upstairs. I don't know. It was like it was happening in another universe. But after a while, as the pills began to wear off, I thought perhaps I should go and see what was going on. I met Antoine on the stairs. Could smell the booze on him. He must have been passed out in yet another drunken stupor. "What the fuck's happening?" he asked. His tone was gruff, but there was something fearful in his expression. "I have no idea," I said. This wasn't quite true. Already an unnameable suspicion was forming in my mind. We climbed to the third floor together. The blood. That was the first thing I saw. So much of it. Sophie in the middle of it all. "There's been a terrible accident." That was what she told us. I knew in an instant that this was my fault. I had set all of this in motion. I knew what kind of man my father was. I should have known what he might be driven to do. But I'd been so blinded by my own anger, my sense of betrayal. I told myself I was protecting my family, but I also wanted to lash out, to hurt Ben somehow. But this, the blood, that terrible inert form wrapped in the curtain shroud, I could not look at it. In the bathroom, I vomited as though I could expel the horror like something I had eaten. But of course it did not leave me. It was part of me now. Somehow, I pulled myself together. Ben was beyond help. I knew I had to do this, now, for the survival of the family. The terrible weight of the body in my arms. But none of it felt real. Part of me thought that if I looked at Ben's face, it would make it real. Perhaps that was important, for some sort of closure. But in the end, I couldn't bring myself to do it. To undo all that tight binding, to confront what lay beneath. "So you see, this is what happened. 3 nights ago, Ben died. And we buried him. Didn't we?"